Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with Casey.
See, this is the reason. This is the reason why I don't be listening to this bullshit online. And I meant that just the way the fuck it sounded. Listen to this shit.
Why are you asking? He'll be doing it. And it'll blow your mind and it'll happen like that. And then the devil will come right back. You say, that one, God, that just happened. But I'm like, what do you mean it just happened? I'm talking to him about this. And there's scripture that says, while you praying, God will be answering your prayer. Remember when they knocked on the door to get Paul's never released? While they were praying, they were at the door knocking. That prayer was already answered. I believe that's what's getting ready to happen to you, world changers.
This part was all right.
God of heaven and earth is
kind of
move on your behalf.
Because this is motivational shit.
So that others can see how real he is. There are going to be people around you. Some of them are going to get sick and tired of the goodness that keeps coming.
This is
on
still kind of all right.
Every time that goodness comes on your life, you need to tell somebody this came from God.
All this right here is making people feel haughty, making people feel like, God is with me because he's answering my prayers but while I'm praying. This type of shit right here makes people feel like, I know God is doing this in my life. I can see, you know what I'm saying? This is the type of message. This is the type of wording that makes people look down on other people because they don't see, they don't think, or they can't imagine God being in your life the way God moves in your life. And that being different than how God shows up in their life because they've been brainwashed. They've been conditioned. This is conditioning. This is mental conditioning. Conditioning you to feel like you are better if God, if you think you see God moving in your life in a different way than somebody else see God moving in your life. This is the type of bullshit that people listen to and then leave out of church and look down on other people because God deals with each person different. My relationship with God is not going to be identical to your relationship with God. The way God speaks to me, through me, or even for me, may be totally different than how God speaks and talks to you. But we're going to continue because I want to get to the real bullshit part. This part is only like bullshit because this is the type of shit that people listen to. And people start looking out at other people and start thinking like, well, God must love me more. God must, no.
Every time something good happens to you. Now notice, Satan ain't trying to do nothing good for you. And you can't do it by yourself. God wants the praise. God wants the glory. God wants us to begin to lift him up in a way that the world says, I want your God. So my question is this.
Here come the bullshit right here.
Who has your attention? Because idolatry is all about who has your attention.
This right here is what leads to idolatry. This is what leads to that. But I'm going to continue. This is why I don't be liking to listen, especially certain people, because I hear their intentions that seem like it could be for a better reason, but the way that they manipulate the scriptures, the way they manipulate you to believe that you have to be doing what they think that you should be doing in order for you to receive the blessings of God is really beyond me. But here we go.
Idolatry is about, you know, if the worship of yourself has been given more value than God, then you're going to give more attention to what you value.
Okay, right there. First off, if you realize that you are made in God's image and not the religious, ooh, I'm made in God's image. But if you really, truly realize and understand that God lives within you, then when you begin to awaken up, the God that's in you, that you were created in the image of, that connects you closer more to God, the one that you've chosen to worship because you don't realize that God lives within you and the blood that's in you is the same blood that you praying to, the same goddamn breath that's in you is the same spirit of God that resides in everybody. But this shit be okay. Let me get to the part to where I was like, man, get that bullshit out of here. Watch this. Listen to this part.
If it's not God that you value, then you're not gonna give that attention. That doesn't surprise me. I'm not surprised. I'm not walking around here trying to think, well, I don't know why people don't come to church because they don't value God.
This is some bullshit, bruh. Stop that, Creflo. I ain't even calling you Granddaddy Dollar right here. Stop that bullshit right there. Stop trying to make people feel like the only way they value God is if they come to a building. That church building is not even supposed to be what church is. You as a person are supposed to be the church. But in this last 5 minutes of me doing this video and the 2-3 minutes that I actually push play, all you've done was teach people how to feel like that they better than somebody who chooses to serve God differently. Just because you don't go to church don't mean that you love God. There's a whole bunch of bullshit ass people that come to church, play church, and then leave church and do worse shit than the people that don't come to church. Man, stop feeding these people these goddamn lies, bro. That shit is not cool. God is not happy with you telling people that if they don't come to church, it's because they don't value God. How about they don't want to give you their motherfucking money for goddamn jets? How about they don't want to be fooled into thinking that the only way that they could love God is by coming to a fucking building that was just closed for a whole goddamn year? And most of the time, the shit that y'all saying in these churches from these pulpits do not be the truth. It be your version of the truth. Like the other day when I posted that video of you saying something about knowing God, and you kept on making knowing God being knowing the word of God, and that's not the word of God. The word of God didn't even say to know the word of God. It said to know God. There's a difference. But y'all, this is why I don't like to listen. You think that it's because I don't love God. And really, it's because I don't like the way y'all manipulate God to make people believe things that y'all think would be easier for them to help you do whatever the mystery that you say that God told you to do. Spending time in church is not spending time with God, because that's a performance. That is spending time with you. If you start going off of what God told you to do at any time, then God is no longer present. God is, matter of fact, God is more present because of the people that decided to come in and see you than it being you. And this is how idolatry starts, because people start idolizing whoever is on the pulpit, thinking that that's the only person that hear from God in your life. You would be better off if you spent time with people that have experienced God, that have never gone to church, than you will be with people that go to church every day but have no experience with God outside of church and religion and the Bible. I haven't been to church in 10, 11 years almost. And I have more experience. I've had more experience with God within the first 5 years of me not going to church than I ever had in the time with me trying to go to church and be religious.
When you value God, logging onto a stream is not an issue. What are you talking about?
But this is the thing, and I'm probably gonna stop the video and just turn this bullshit off here, because I have, for very, very many years, have had to try to explain to my friends, family, and others that You should feel the presence of God everywhere that you are, because God lives within you. You should feel the presence of God in your home. You should not need to turn on a live stream or go to a building or, you know what I'm saying, worship the leader that's teaching you, idolizing the pulpit. You should not have to do that to experience God. What you really have to do is talk to God. Ask God to come into your house. Ask God to show you the things that you need to see in order to do the things that God would have for you to do. Ask God to move you in the direction that He would have for you. Ask God to expose your purpose to you. Ask God to show you your truth. When you begin to really turn off all this hogwash, when you begin to really set yourself aside and give God your time, God will begin to open up your heart. God will begin to expose you to you. That means that God will begin to show you the things that you need to improve within your life. God will begin to show you the purpose and path of your life. And the more you tap into who you are, the more you tap into getting to know how you got to where you are, the more God will begin to show you how those things were building you and tools to teach you how to sustain the purpose that God has for you. There is a purpose deep within your soul that God established within you before you were even known to your parents. And this is the part of the Bible that say God knew you before you was in your mother's womb. There is nothing that you would do on this earth that God did not see the possibility of you doing. Now, of course, the choice is yours to choose this day. Every single day, you have a choice to do things that's more in alignment with what you know about your soul and your purpose, or you have the opportunity to do things that's against it. Now, the more you spend time with God, whether you're praying, asking God for direction, asking God to show you you, asking God for His presence to be in your life every single day, the more you spend time asking God how to reveal your purpose to you so that you can live up to what God called you to do on this earth, the closer you will be to God, the closer you'll be to heaven, the more peace you have, the more fulfilled you'll be, the more purposeful you'll feel within. Like, a lot of times people go to church looking for purpose. A lot of times people go to church thinking that that person is going to tell you how to tap into who God called you on earth to be. The person, the plan, the purpose that God placed into you before you was in your mother's womb is within your heart, within the depths of your soul. Around all of that, you become who you needed to be to survive in order to get to where God has you at today. At any time, you could say, God, show me what I need to do. And this is why when I talk about people getting married and spending time and knowing their purpose before, because where you are today, if that was not planned with God, then God could take everything that you got going on now and totally change it. You could be so far off. You could go to church every single day and be so far off from what God really has for you or what God really wants you to say that you won't even realize it because you're being told that the only way that you can be close to God is by going to a building. God should be with you wherever you are. The more you know your purpose, the more in alignment you are with your soul, the more in alignment you are with your soul, the more your heart and mind aligns. So the things that is not for you, the things that won't do you any good, the things that, you know, just will be a waste of time, begin to be revealed, and you lose the desire to want to do anything that's going to take you off of what you believe your purpose is. Now, only you can really know what your purpose is. Only you can really know when you feel fulfilled beyond what you see, beyond what you can conceptualize in your mind. Only you know what resides within the inside of you. But you won't know that until you consult with God and ask for God to show you your truth. Man, this is, I mean, and older preachers are worse than the younger ones, because he just was talking about he doesn't want to title himself a life coach, because he don't want to, or a motivational speaker, because he don't want to be ashamed of his call as a preacher. That shit ain't got nothing to do with an occupational title, goddamn. Shut up. Shut the hell up with that bullshit, goddamn. Y'all goddamn on here with this bullshit trying to make yourself feel higher. Being a life coach is not lower than you being a pastor or a preacher. Being a pastor or a preacher, if anything, because it does not require education. It does not require life skills or training. It's probably lower than being a life coach. It's probably lower than being all the things that you just set on this TV and tried to make yourself be better than. And then you said on here that being shy is pride. What? How can you being afraid of being received, afraid of being liked, afraid of, sometimes people be afraid of their own potential. Sometimes people just don't know. You just don't know if that is what you're supposed to do. And being shy is saying that I am not secure enough sometimes within myself, or within whatever it is that I'm seeking to do, to pursue it the way that I would if I was confident already. That's not pride. Pride is having too much confidence. Being shy is not having enough confidence to be bold, to be confident in who you are. But if you listen to this today, you would think that if you shy, you must got pride. If you would think that if you don't go to church, you must don't love God, or you don't, you know what I'm saying, enjoy spending time with God, or you don't want to learn nothing because you don't go to church and let somebody that don't even know your life, that don't know your story, that don't know what God called you to do, to dictate to you what you should do every day, to dictate to you how you should think. All this is somebody dictating to you how you should feel. But the truth of the matter is, if you go to God directly, God will show you what's real. God will show you how to heal. God will show you the things that you need to do to take you to where you desire to be in your life. And sometimes God will show you the difference between what you desire and what God has for you. Sometimes what you desire is something that God inspires. But sometimes what you desire is just something that you want because you've been told that you should want that. And over time, God will reveal to you the truth of what God has for you versus what people are comfortable with you having. And a lot of these sermons like this, it's about comfort. It's comfortable for you to go in and listen to him preach. It is a validation tool for him that people give. It's a validation tool for him that you come in there and you worship. I want to say worship him, but worship with him. But because a lot of times pastors act as middlemen, kind of like Jesus do to God. And because you think that your pastor is the only one that can teach, the only one that God talks to, the only one to hear from God, you will begin to idolize and worship that man and his mind, because you're not confident enough to know that God can speak to you through anybody. God can speak to you through a life coach, a crackhead, goddamn. God can speak to you through a TV show. God can speak to you however God needs to reach you. Do not limit yourself to a preacher, a church, or the Bible, because God can speak to you something that is beyond the scope of what's in the Bible, because when the Bible was written. Don't limit God by trying to fit into the box of religious teachers. That's the best way that I could say it, because this shit really got damn, like, I really was like, man, shut that bullshit up. You can't tell a person they don't love God because they don't want to come and be a part of your religion. That is not even God. God would not even tell you if you don't be a part of a religion, if you don't be a part of these man-made standards of living, that you don't love me. That don't even sound like God, bruh. God would not, God is not that type of person. God is not a person where he would put that on you like that. God will show up wherever you receive him at. You don't have to be in a church building or somebody, or in a building that has been labeled a church, in order for God to speak to you, see you, deal with you, love you, to know you love him. The way you treat people shows more about your love for God than who you listen to, where you go to listen to it at, and goddamn all the bullshit that people in religion try to force you to believe, but goddamn, because it makes them comfortable.
Have you appointed value to something greater than God? Quit trying to fool yourself.
That it baffles my mind. It really goddamn is disheartening that he's just trying to act like if you don't go to church, then that means you don't value God. If you don't want to listen to his ass, then that means you don't value God. If you don't believe what a religious teacher is telling you, then you don't value God. That's bullshit. You can value God and trust God more by going directly to God versus listening to somebody teach you something that they don't even know if it's true, because they probably hadn't did the research to understand the studying behind all the things that they're telling you. They are getting paid. They might not get a specific check from the government, but that 501c3 is like a payment plan from the government to say, as long as you keep people in this box, I'm going to drop your taxes like they hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you continue to do, if you follow these rules, if you do what we're telling you to do, if you do what religion says that you should do, then we're going to keep you popping. And if you stop, then we stop. I just want people to be free, not religious free, but free from religion. God loves you no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. All you got to do is go to God and God will come to you. All you got to do is go to God and God will show you everything that you need to know about the truth. I love you. I really do.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.